waking up in the morning, gotta thank God. I don't know, but today seems kinda odd. No barking from the dog, no small. And mama cooked the breakfast with no hog. Life changes, time rearranges. Visions of my head of one day being famous.
Hello? Hello, caller. Well, the hell with it. This is something new for the underground.
Right about now, you're about to be possessed by the sounds of OG Music Zone, G-Lewis.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, it's your boy G-Lewis. Back doing what I do. Back again for the next installment. This is the G-Lewis Show. I want y'all to sit back because we're going to have a real good time. You know what I mean? Yeah. This is OG Music, bro. Now I'm your maestro for the evening. G-Lew. Yeah. We're going to have a real nice show tonight. I got a lot of special guests stopping through. Some surprises, you know what I mean? So I want y'all to just sit back and ride with me. G-Lew Lee. Yeah.
Crank it up and piss off the neighbors. You got your radio locked on to the hottest station.
Y'all, it is the Poetess, and you are tuned in to the G-Lew Show, Westside Wednesdays.
Hey, welcome to the world-famous G-Lew Show, Westside Wednesday Radio. I am G-Lew. Be joined by my co-host, Miss Queen Jean, a.k.a. Miss Six Trey. Stay out of her way. But first, before we start off, let me give a shout-out to our sponsors. First and foremost, BTP Media Group, Jeff Kwan and the Kwan Glomerate, making everything happen. Shout-out to Jeff. Follow them, BTP Media Group, on all platforms. Also, 93.2 Tweed FM Ism, Tweed Cadillac on Thursday nights after 6 Cruise Mix goes down live. Blog Talk Radio. Check them out, too, at TweedCadillac.com. Excuse me. Tap in tomorrow night. Also, Dede Harrison, author, publisher, producer. Follow her as well on all platforms. Also, One World Magazine, the hottest, flyest, hippest magazine in the world. Homies, One World Magazine. Tap in. Also, the G-Lew Show YouTube channel. We have a YouTube channel. Make sure you go tap in and subscribe. Check out the content on YouTube, the G-Lew Show YouTube channel. Now, with that being said, before I bring in our special guest, let me bring in my co-host, the beautiful, incomparable Miss Queen Jean is here, people. What up, Queen?
What it do? What it do, G Lou? How are you?
I'm good, Queen. And it does it all. You know what I mean? We're back for another spill. Glad to be here. I know you had a rough week, a little bit, ups and downs. Few smiles, a lot of frowns, but I know you're here tonight, so welcome, Queen. But let me ask, how are you today? And by the way, it's International Women's Day. I know it's Women's Month, but it's Women's Day, officially today. So I had to play the poetess at the beginning of the show. Shout out to her, and shout out to you, Queen, to all the ladies out there.
Thank you. Yeah, shout out to all the queens. Happy Women's Day. We are amazing, we are beautiful, we are confident, we are important. Remember that we are more important than all those other things. So happy Women's Day to all the beautiful queens out there, everywhere. So I just wanted to shout them out too.
That part, shout out to the queens out there.
Mm-hmm.
Check it out, Queen, we got a special guest tonight. Homeboy from Northern California, the Bay Area, specifically Oakland. You know what I mean? Shout out to Oakland. So much love for Oakland. And, you know, we got a lot of love for the Bay because they're always here. But we got a special guest. You know, I don't know if he needs an introduction, but I'll kind of let him introduce himself. But I'll tell you that his name is The Gambler, and he is here. So let me welcome The Gambler to the show.
Yes, sir.
What up, loved one?
Man, I can't call it, man. Every day is valuable, man. You know, I'm just appreciating the heartbeat, man, as I go along and live this life.
Yeah, well, I like that. He said every day is valuable. I like that. And it is.
Yes,
it is.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Yes. Good evening. How are you? Well, you just said how you were doing. So good evening. Welcome to
I'm
the
good,
show.
I'm good. Happy Women's Day to all the queens out there.
Thank you. We appreciate you. Thank you so much.
You are appreciated in my pot voice.
You are appreciated.
I hear
that
you.
Part. That part. Hey, we got
I
the gambler
that.
Here, y'all. Hey, why don't you go ahead? I introduce you, but you can give a better introduction than I can, homie. Let the people know who we got up in this motherfucker. Cause I don't know if they know. Some may know. Some may not know. Some may have heard, but... You know, you ain't new to this shit, so just because they may not know the name, you know, let them know who we got up in here tonight, homie.
Yes, sir. I go by the name of The Gambler. One half of the Insane Empire, a group member, you know what I'm saying, with Al Capone of Totally Insane. I've also done work with the Jack of Rest in Peace, you know what I'm saying, one of my mentors, the first cat that ever really put some knowledge in my hand, which is my Quran, my moral compass. You know, man, I come from out of Oakland, man, and shit, everything that I do, all the music that I make, I make it for the streets and the people, you know?
Right. And man, just you saying you coming from Oakland, that's like, man, I mean, that's like game in itself, you know what I mean? So just tell us a little bit about you coming up. I mean, not you know, overview, you hope, but just a little bit, man, just what shaped you to be the man coming from Oakland, man, because that is not only a rough place and a real place, but it's a rich, has a real rich history as well, you know what I mean, coming from the Bay all the way from the streets, from the like political Black Panthers to the pimping, you know, it's all in Oakland, man. Give us a little spill about Oakland, California, man, where you come from.
Man, well, you know, Oakland, California, man, is the mecca and the roots when it comes to good information, good game, and good knowledge. You know, just the root of militant Black people. You know what I'm saying? California,
right.
Mainly. You know what I'm saying? Me, I gotta give love to L.A. You know,
we
LA
from
too.
L.A. So we L.A.
Yes,
natives. Me and Queen. But you know, we on Oakland tonight, so go ahead. But much love, thank you.
Yes, sir. So you know, basically, man, you know, I come from the roots of the Black Panthers, and you know what I'm saying, and of you know the Lil D's, the Felix Mitchell cards and stuff like that. You know, that's what molded me. You know, my mom was an old kingpin back in the day, so. You know, I grew up a youngster, like, you know, I've witnessed, you know, $3 million in each boat, you know what I'm saying, that's parked on the docks, you know what I mean, type of environment. So me coming up, Oakland molded me and shaped me, into just, you know, always valuing every day of your life. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, out here, man, we, you know, in this generation and in this time, we losing so many people out here to where, to the point to where, man, every day is valuable. So when a person asks me how I'm doing, you know, the first thing to come out of my mouth, man, I'm, you know, every day is valuable to me, and every day is a blessed day, you know? So, you know what I mean? That's basically me in a nutshell, man. You know, I don't want to talk too much and talk your ears off, but, you know, me nah, being good, motivated from the day, man, you know, I was shaped into with discipline. You know what I'm saying? I was shaped with morals. You know what I'm saying? I was shaped with, you know, these just wisdom of the streets, and to know your surroundings and to be aware of the people, the company you keep. You know?
Right. Right. I mean, I know that's why I asked you, because, you know, coming from the Bay, like I said again, when I think of the Bay, I just think of so many things. But, you know, even like coming up in L.A., you know, it all intertwines, two different things. But you know, that Bay music get us through. Just like you hear some L.A. shit, you're going to hear the whatever. But when you hear the Bay, we're going to get some game, man, some good game all the time. You know what I mean? So tell us about that, too. Why Oakland? Because like you said, it's so many things, but just like you said, having that game, being game tight, man. Like, because I know as a youngster, listening to a lot of good shit coming out of the Bay, like game me up. You know what I mean? I ain't just saying on no women and like pimping and player shit. Just all the way around.
Just the life,
you know?
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, you know, when you grow up in life experiences, man, you know, life teaches you a lot as you growing up in the streets. So if you out here
right.
just in the streets just to be in the way, and you're not learning, you're not living. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And so when you out here in the fast paced living, you got to catch on, or you gonna, you know what I mean? You gonna be, you know what I mean, be a bystander, or be a looky loo, or what we call them. You know, so
right.
as far as like being seasoned in game, you know, first and foremost, you got to have two ears. You know what I'm saying? On the side of your mouth. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
So you know what I mean?
Mm.
So you always use your ears first. You know what I mean? That's how I was always taught. You know, and being seasoned in you know, far as wisdom and what we call it. You know, they call it game. We call it wisdom. You know what I'm saying? The season.
Right.
So being seasoned in this life is just being. You know, being intelligent of your today, you know what I'm saying? Being updated, you know what I'm saying? You know, because, man, life moves fast. You know what I'm saying? It's like, shit, for one trend that get created, it's about 10 more right behind that. You know what I'm saying? For
right.
one street hustle that get created, it's about 10 more behind that. So you always just pay attention to the game. You got to watch the board, you know?
Right, right, right. That's a fact. That's a fact. Tell me, man, how you got into the game, like far as the music. I know you in the street. I know, you know, we could touch on that if you want. But just speaking on getting in the music game, I know, like you said, you had always had close tie, real close with Totally Insane. You probably would think you were extra member. You know what I mean? I don't know why not. But tell us about how you kind of got into the game and the ties you had. And because you're tied to everyone. Like I said, you have your stuff. But then you're sprinkled all over the place as well. Like, you got a lot of features and always, you know, politic with a lot of other people coming out of there as well.
Well, you know, what started me to rapping really as a youngster was my cousin, the legendary Aunt Banks. You know, so
okay.
I would always listen to, you know, the old school Aunt Banks tapes. You know what I'm saying? The old school Too Short tapes. It was a song, matter of fact, it was Freaky Tales, you know what I'm saying, where he had mentioned my oldest brother's name in the song, you know what I'm saying? So as a youngster hearing that, you know, that inspired me to really want to do music. And how I got in the game was I started off as just like a freestyle rapper or a feature rapper, you know what I'm saying? I never,
right.
like, really focused on doing an album or working on, you know, what they call a mixtape or something like that. It was just... I put myself in positions to where, I put myself in position to where everybody that I networked with had a name. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, you know, everybody with a name, I was always around these street cats that they knew, that they admired, that they, you know what I'm saying, they messed with around the Bay, Sacramento, Fresno areas, you know, L.A. areas, and I was always linked up with these top hats. They would always walk me to the studio, man. This youngster go crazy. I need y'all to link up with him, type of vibe. So, you know, and it started, what, 97? You know, from 97 to all the way to now, I was always around, you know, the Ant Banks, the Two Shorts. I was around Pac when I was a youngster. The Rapid Fortes, man, the E-40s, you know, a lot of these cats really would speak highly of my name in rooms that I wasn't even in, even as a youngster. So,
right.
You know, that's what really made me take it serious to where it's just like, you know, I'm always jump on somebody's song to where it's a featured compilation or a featured album, you know, whatever. So, but then after that, I start doing like movie placements. You know, so I started doing commercial licensing, putting my songs, writing songs for artists. I had a song that was in a Super Bowl commercial, a song that was in, I don't know if you know the TV show Shameless.
Yeah.
You know, so on and so forth. So that's what really got me serious. You know, when I first start collecting like real rap checks. You know what I mean? A real like just money from music. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So my first rap check, to keep it solid, really came from, you know, movie placements, because before then I wasn't too fine about the business side. You know what I mean? I was just making music and just always in the scenes or in the circles. But, you know, when I first got my first 20,000, I never looked back.
That's right. What would you say was some of your most fun, like, coming up in the game, like, you know, the people you, I don't know if it was from people you worked with, people you met, or situations you've been, what would you say, because you put in some years as well, what would you say were some of your fondest memories of the game so far, or some of your most proudest or memorable moments that you've had so far in this entertainment industry?
Man, my proudest moments or memorable moments, man, was being able to meet Tupac as a youngster. Being able to hold a conversation with Nipsey Hussle before he blew up. Nip had an interview out here in the Bay Area for Cam Yale. And rest in peace.
Not with Jackie. Homie Davey D.
Yep, there you go. So it was around
that
time.
That. Oh my God, yeah.
So it was around that time. So he had an interview for Cam Yale, right? And rest in peace to the Jacka. The Jacka took me to go meet him, and it was at a cannabis little convention type little thing. And I got to hold a real conversation with this dude. And one thing this dude fed me was he fed my hunger. You know what I'm saying? And it was memorable for me because, you know, here it is, a dude that's not from where I'm from, but his demeanor, his whole, you know, frame of mind and the way he think and the way he move is identical to the people that I grew up with and the people that I be around. So to have that in my life was a memorable moment for me. That's something that I never forget. I'll take with me.
Wow. That's incredible to hear, because, you know, every story we kind of hear about the homie is something similar to that. You know what I mean? That's great, man. I'm glad you, like you said, you had that time, man, because that's priceless right there, man.
Yes, sir. It's memorable, man. You know, life is short, man.
Met Tupac.
We don't know what our tomorrow's going to be. Man, I was young when I met Pac.
How young were you when you met Pac?
I was like, what? I had to be like, what, 12?
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, I was 12. I met Pac through my cousin Aunt Banks.
Aunt Banks. Man, how was that?
So
being your cousin. Hold up. Let me talk about Aunt Banks.
Video.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yes, sir. No, I was going to say, first, before we get into Players Ball video, that's the one with all the Players Ball. That's the one with that.
Right.
That's the TWDY. Okay, but hold on. Let me, before I get to that, hold up, but before that, just being Aunt Banks' family, man. Like, I mean, Aunt Banks is, that's like the Dr. Dre of the Bay, you know, especially back in the day. You know what I mean? How was that? You know what I mean? You know, having a cousin like that and seeing all the greatness he did coming up under that.
Man, it was a blessing for me because, at the end of the day, I always took notes and I always paid attention to just the greatness around me. You know what I'm saying? I got a brother that's sitting inside of me that's a real legend in the game from back in the days as well. But we're not gonna go off too far up into that. But Banks was it was iconic moments from Banks because I got to watch Banks really create at a young age. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I got to watch him like produce dope tracks. It was a few tracks off the Big Things album. I was in the studio with him when he did a couple of them tracks. He would pull up to my auntie house and in an all white Benz. And I used to just sit in the car and just listen to the music that he had produced and made. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, you know, basically, man, it was iconic and memorable for me because I learned a lot from Banks. You know what I'm saying? I learned how to write at 16 with Banks. You know what I'm saying? Banks taught me how to really format a verse. You know what I'm saying? At first, I was just a freestyler. You know what I'm saying? I didn't know how to write music like that, but as a youngster, when I learned how to format at 16, that's when I really got serious with writing.
Right, right. Wow, that's incredible. You got so many great ties, man. I mean, you were destined to be great. You know what I mean? Being all around everything and, you know, that you did. Wow. Go ahead, Queen. I know you want to get some, man.
Oh, just a few. I just wanted to say, wow, your journey has been seasoned. It has seasoned you. Just listening to you talk, it you sound like you have an old soul as well. And I
thank you. I appreciate
it. Yeah, you can hear all your wisdom. You know what I'm saying? You can hear it when you speak. What was one of your strongest childhood memories, you know, since you gave us a little info on how you grew up? What is one of the strongest childhood memories?
My strongest childhood memory was from my mother. My mother was a very ambitious, militant, family-oriented, you know, community-oriented woman. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if y'all remember the group called, y'all from L.A., but it was an old group called Neighborhood Pals, you know what I'm saying, my mom was a part of. So she would gather up all the kids and take them all, like, from the neighborhoods and take them all to, like, you know, to the zoo, camping trips and stuff like that. Basketball camps and stuff like that. One of my memorable moments for my mom was having Gary Payton a part of one of them camping trips as a youngster. So, you know, and just watching her interact with, you know, the Jesse Jacksons and the Sidney Poitiers and all these different people, like, to where, you know, if she was really putting together stuff with the mayor of Oakland and all that. So my memorable moments was just watching my mom be real business oriented and really have an ambition for, you know, for life and money. You know what I'm saying? So that's really where I got most of my games from.
Yeah, she showed you game and to show you what type of woman queen you should have in your life.
That's right.
That's right. Yeah, absolutely. It is a beautiful thing. It's so needed, especially in our brothers today. They need to have that. You know what I'm saying? So you'll know what type of woman you would want in your life if she's anything like your queen mother, because you men, you know, they look up to their moms and they look at how their moms make moves and be like, okay, when I, you know, get on my own, I want a woman that's going to have some traits of my queen mother, which is very important. I think
that's
so.
Right.
It's very important.
No, you're right about that.
Another question. The questions that I'm asking don't have a lot to do with music.
That's all
Give
good.
Me three, okay, three of your scariest moments in your life.
Three of the scariest moments of my life. My major moment was the death of my mother, you know, waking up early in the morning on my way to school. I just talked to my mother before she had went to sleep. We laying in the bed, chopping it up. We watching MacGyver, and that was one of our favorite TV shows. And I went in the room, went to sleep, got up, getting my clothes ready, getting out the shower, hear a loud scream, and walk up in there. My mom laying on the floor. That was one of my scariest moments in my life because, you know, my pops was never really there in my life. My mom really molded me from since birth until the day she passed away. You know what I'm saying? All the way up until now, even though she's not here, I still, you know, listen by them guidelines and the rules. So, you know, that was the most scariest moment of my life. You know what I'm saying? And then, like, the second scariest moment of my life being 19 and losing a son. That was another scariest moment of my life.
Yeah. Well, may your mom rest in peace and your son. You know, for those of us who have lost our mother, I lost my mom too, so I know exactly how you feel, where you're coming from. We, you know, have to be grateful to the Most High for all the priceless memories that we have had with them. But it is a scary moment.
You know, when you growing up, the first woman that you ever fall in love with is your mom. You know what I'm saying? Before
Absolutely.
You fall in love with anything else, before you look up to anything uh-huh. else, the main thing that you look up to, the first thing that you're going to look up to is your mother.
Right.
Yep.
And that's why I said, as far as, you know, choosing your queen, she has to have some traits because, and then with your mother being a single, yeah, and your mother being a single mom, she definitely had to come with that strength. Because it
right.
takes a strong woman to be a single woman to raise a boy into the best way that she knows how as a man, to become a man. And it sounds like your mom did an amazing job with you. You know, salute to you.
Thank you.
I just know that, you know, whoever comes to you, step to you on any level, just from the knowledge that you shared with us, they better come correct. That's it. And that's all. You know.
That's right.
That's what I get from it. You know what I'm saying? So yeah.
I appreciate that.
I had some family in the Bay as well. I'm sure you heard of the Oakland Post, the newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
That was my uncle's business, and they have a street named after him now, called Thomas Berkeley Way. So that's my roots, some of my roots.
Okay.
Yeah, so, but I've never visited Oakland, never been to the Bay. So the more that we have artists on here, people from the Bay, it inspires me to just want to take a trip there and just check out the whole vibe.
We got to make sure we get you seasoned.
Yeah, season with the Bay.
hey, speaking on that, let me cut in, because speaking on the Bay, just speaking on Oakland, like you said, as we know of, I don't know if I've been to Oakland. I mean, I've been to San Francisco. We used to go to San Francisco as a kid. My mom used to take us there on an Amtrak. But that was a long time ago. But just speaking on Oakland and the Bay, like, how is it today in Oakland and surrounding areas opposed to when you came up? Because we know we've had gentrification. We had a lot of changes, whether it be good or bad. And it seems like Oakland has kind of been left out of the – I don't know. I'm not from there. So I'm just saying from an outsider, you know, with all the things going on, we have the you know, things moved to San Francisco. We know what's going on in San Francisco and in the whole Silicon Valley. But what's going on in Oakland, man?
Oakland is gentrified in certain areas. Sorry about that, I'm outside. But Oakland is gentrified
right.
in certain areas, but it's still Oakland. Far as just, you know, the change, what changed in Oakland, the structure of Oakland. You know what I'm saying? Oakland used to be real black. You know what I'm saying? If you know
right.
what I mean. Like, you know,
right.
just the environment and the influence that come from Oakland that is just, you know, the it was deeply rooted in militants and then, you know, this old, you know, the old school sideshows back then, you know, it was like a turf or a hood type thing. Now it's just, you know, as these
youngsters. Do they still have sideshows?
Yeah, we still have sideshows. They still be shut down.
See, like that went everywhere else now. That shit's going on in L.A. crazy and everywhere now. I'm like, damn, I know
y'all
been doing that.
Y'all call it Any Given Sunday or something like that.
Right.
Yeah, but y'all was doing that back in the day. So, I mean, you come from that. So, yeah, go ahead, though. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Yeah, but, you know, Oakland now has changed because, you know, back then we didn't have a gang type of culture. You know what I'm saying? We had the what we call the mob culture, which is my other brother. Now, you know, it's different now because you got this gang culture that's really sweeping us.
That's going on in Oakland now? Wow. I didn't know that. I mean, I guess so. It's going on everywhere.
Watch this.
Wow.
The only thing that separates that from y'all is y'all go off the color line structure. Ain't no color lines in the new structure. You know, so that's one thing that I can say has changed, and just, you know, just the feel of how Oakland used to be. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't even think it's that no more, but, you know, should we getting back to that? You know, all the OGs, man, are really bringing it back. Shout out to Mr. Fab. Shout out to Uncle Hunk, Book Peso, and, you know, and so on and so forth, because a lot of them cats is basically keeping it together. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Sean.
Right.
You know, but, I mean, that's the only thing that I can say that changed for me. You know what I'm saying? Just the vibration of Oakland.
What do you feel, too, about the change of Oakland, how they didn't took, like, the team, like, Oakland Raiders, you know, you guys original Raiders, but I'm a Raider fan. You know, I remember they were in L.A., but they took us from us, but you went back home, but now they took the Oakland Raiders. I mean, they took the Warriors, you know, I know you got the A still, but how does that feel?
That took a lot. That took a lot out of Oakland too. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, money wise, that took a lot of money from Oakland. You know what I'm saying? You got to think about it. You got the Warriors Stadium. You got the baseball stadium. Then you got a football stadium. You know what I'm saying? And that took a lot of money and a lot of things away from Oakland. You know what I'm saying? But shit, to me, I'm still an Oakland Raider. I don't care where they go. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Me too. I'm still a Raider. Yeah. Me too for life, homie.
Right. So, you know, as far as the Warriors go, you know, the Warriors still in the Bay. So, you know, they just across the bridge. You know what I'm saying? We was always cheering the Warriors with the whole Golden State. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Okay. That's what's up. That's what's up right there. And with that being said, let me take a quick break and go to some music or something right quick. We'll take a quick break. The phone lines are open. You want to call in, holler at the gambler, 914-803-4001. I'm G Lou. That's Queen Jean. The gambler is here. Shout out to our sponsors again, BTP Media Group, the homie Jeff Kwan, who made it happen. Shout out to 93.3 Tweet FM Ism, OG Tweet Cadillac, D.D. Harrison, One World Magazine, and the G Lou Show YouTube channel. We'll be right back.
This is Zach Capone, Totally Insane, and you're tuned in to G Lou or Westside Wednesday.
Testing 1 2 1 2. Yeah. Acapone. 100%. Shout out to the Double Bag Mob. You know how we get it. All Thou Wow. Totally Insane in the building.
Habanero on the slap heart.
Pull the sleeves off the wrist if you a preview. Presidential Rolex, wetter than a steam dude. Swiss bank account, fucking state tax. New charge of Hellcat, all matte black. Boston makers in the cut, that's why I grow crops. Police chief paid off, I don't see no cops. Getting money, I got all colored duffel bags that'll rotate the stash and count the ones last. Pop the top on that Deuce and I'll be just fine. Got three money counters going off at the same time. No days off, motherfucker, get the maid off. Some of y'all star at, I'll be balling through the play. All red swish to the hole on a punk bitch. I just grabbed my dick, gangsta lean like this. Started off broken bummy, but I made a vow. I won't let my stomach growl, stack my money by the pals. All time wow.
Big bucks, no whammies, ballin' like I want a Grammy. Do it all for my fam.
All time wow.
If you don't grind, you don't shine. Got shit, shit is going off at the same time.
All time wow.
Big bucks, no whammies, ballin' like I want a Grammy. Do it all for my fam.
All time wow.
If you don't grind, you don't shine. Got three machines going off at the same time.
Cold at the North Pole, bankroll.
I've been swinging with the apes since 12 years old. Young nigga dig hard for the money, would let an older nigga run me, wasn't going back to bum me. Niggas call me insane to the brain. Niggas don't ride me, they know I'm down to die for my chain. My cousin Allie Walt used to throw me the text, told me to blow a nigga chest if he ever disrespect. I just nodded my head and said for sure. Allie Walt wasn't playing, he ended up on death row. Just another casualty to the gang. R.I.P. Rufus and Drew, my nigga Insane Wayne. Pour out some liquors for the soldier we lost. Niggas can't even be the boss unless they nail us to the cross. Started off broken, bumming, made a vow. Never let my stomach growl, so my duffel bag stuffed all thigh wild.
Hear ye, hear ye. Now I'm talking about check a rich nigga out. Now if you one of them broke ass motherfuckers, now you need to go hurry up and play on the freeway with a Mack truck. Kill yourself. Now my mama woke me up this morning and said, boy, you is totally insane. Why? Because she called me in the middle of the daylight with a flashlight searching for some money.
Habanero on the flap, huh?
What's up, this your boy Black Seer at RBL Posse, and you're tuned in to the G Lou Show, West Side Wednesdays.
Man, I done been through a lot. Lost my mother, my father. Rest in peace to Pete Rock, nigga. Rest in peace to Big Man. Capers, I see you, nigga.
By NY, the producer.
I hung around fellas, became close to killers. All my friends was ex-cons and mostly dealers. I never had a silver spoon, I grew up in the slums. Real street smart, but the sporty is dumb. Hard times made me hustle harder. At 13, I got my first pack and a revolver. Jumped off the porch into a grown man's game. I didn't know how to drive, I had to find my lane. My uncle told me play my part and watch the game. Circle smaller than a dot, no outsiders in lane. Some people grow apart, but the real never changed. When they said I couldn't make it, I manifested all my dreams. Plan, plotted, strategized, provided a way for my team. Smiles turned into frowns, I guess that's what I'm in it for. Number one status, something I never seen before. Hunger and music, shit, yeah, that's what I'm in it for. Let's go.
Make motherfuckers love you, man. You know what I'm saying? Don't ever be no corny-ass motherfucker. And always make sure that people love you, man. You know what I'm saying?
High octane, propane, I spit gasoline. Hop on the mic and get it jumping like a trampoline. I'm C4, you CP4. Nigga, this the kind of dope you never seen before. Yeah, yeah. A different kind of energy. Let the beat breathe and get the banging on my enemies. I ride this motherfucker like an old school Infinity. I hit different like with Douglas, knock Tyson out. A whole nother hunger when you step up in the tight about. Southern spaghetti with a temp on in it, I'm nasty. High performance in the old school, something I'm classic. Jada Kiss, Coochie Rap in his prime, I'm drastic. Sicker than COVID, I'm hungry, you can hear the passion. David playing on the beat, I be making magic. Fire burning in my stomach, I be spitting acid. I'm a West Coast villain till I'm in the cast.
If you've comprehended anything I've said, and you find that you do love me, then all I want to hear from you, doll, is that you too have a love, Jones.
What's up, y'all? This is Lil Big from the legendary Bay Area rap group America's Most Wanted, urging you to tune in to G-Lou's blog talk radio show, Westside Wednesday. Shit, it's hump day. What else you gonna listen to?
Girl, you know what you signed up for. You fell in love with a gangster.
I had your heart from the start, don't let nothing ever tear us apart. You fell in love with a gangster, you ain't gotta lie no more. Girl, you know what you signed up for, you fell in love with a gangster. I had your heart from the start, don't let nothing ever tear us apart. You fell in love with a gang.
You know the gang, used to dealing with them lambs. Ran across a real nigga and your whole life changed. Sipping Hennessy and Ducey, chilling in the villa. You know the deal, ain't no nigga really dig game on Supreme. Make your ass tap out, beating up the nappy dugout on your grandma's couch. Pussy getting wetter than a tugboat. Make the bitch deep throat, kill her with three strokes. Turn that ass around and go to town on you. Titanic, put that King Kong down on you. Jimmy Superfly, slick off the top rope. Dig dope, I'll put that on the pole. Long stroke, have your sexy ass running from me. You'll be back, cause I always got you coming for me. Brainwash, hard dick, smeared her lip gloss. Trick shot, she got my dick in a lip lock.
You ain't gotta lie no more. Girl, you know what you signed up for. You fell in love with a gangster. I had your heart from the start, don't let nothing ever tear us apart. You fell in love with a gangster, you ain't gotta lie no more. Girl, you know what you signed up for, you fell in love with a gangster. I had your heart from the start, don't let nothing ever tear us apart. You fell in love with a gangster.
Your mama should've warned you about a nigga like me. I'm a heartbreaker bitch and his dick ain't free. I'm a motherfucking pimp with a capital P. I'm slicker than a can of oil on these ice cold streets. Ay. You know what you signed up for. Baby, we ain't gotta lie no more. Just get my motherfucking money. Summertime, rain, sleet, hell, snow. I'm kicking shit like Kung Fu Joe. And I got that glow. Your baby daddy moving weird, come fuck with a gangster. Your best friend and your business, your family hate you. Even the father said I'm nothing like she used to. And I be all in the air like a Bluetooth. Oakland nigga, handsome, cocky, and arrogant. Toxic love, not the one you should really be marrying. You know what you signed up for. Baby, you ain't gotta lie no more. She fell in love with a gangster.
Yeah, we back at it. She fell in love with a gangster. Shout out to the homie, the gambler is here. Shout out Al Capone too. It's Queen Jean G Lou, West Side Wednesdays. Oh my bad. There we go.
Hey.
I like that one, bro.
Be careful falling in love with them gangsters.
She played too much.
What'd you say?
I said you played too much.
You
fell in love with a gangster.
I'm very serious. I know them gangsters. Yeah, you got to be careful. Queens falling in love with them gangsters, because sometimes it ain't no recovery from that. So,
but now, you know, gangsters have hearts too, though.
I know they do, but sometimes they put a shield on them, man. They become warriors. Like they put that armor on sometimes. Like,
No, but look though, it takes a lot to get up under that armor because of the years that shielded me. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, I do know what you mean. That's why I'm telling the queens: be careful falling in love with a gangster. Know what you're getting into when you approach a gangster. That's all I'm saying. Don't.
That's right.
You know, you got to know what you step into, because a lot of gangsters don't look like gangsters. They look like them.
They'll
squares.
Fool you on.
Yes. Yes, indeed. You got to pay attention.
Yeah, I see you. I see you fully seasoned.
So she's seasoned. She's seasoned, man. She a triple OG, bro.
Oh, I hear it in her voice.
Yes. Yeah, she a triple OG. Hey, Gambler, speaking on gangster, homie, and gangsterism, like, what do you think about just how you came up, you know, back in those days, me as well, like, from then to what it is now, and how, I don't even want to speak specifically or how things are, but just how the game overall is, and how things are opposed to, you know, back in the day, just as far as the structure and everything going on, because, you know, it's a whole different kind of thing going on now with these youngsters.
But no, watch this, Lou. When we came up learning the rules, the codes, the creeds,
right,
to be structured in the field or just in the life that you live in. You know,
right.
Now, in this days of time, there are no rules. You know what I'm saying?
None.
And, you know, it was called the underworld for a reason, because it was sacred.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
We, right.
A lot of gangsters in our neighborhood got whispered about. You know, the gangsters today, they're
right.
all over the internet. You know what I'm saying? You want
right,
to find some
right, right.
all on the internet. He flashing his gun.
Right.
He flashing his money. He telling
going
him,
live.
You know,
going live. Why you doing the crime?
Going
right.
too
you know
much.
Right.
Going
you know,
live.
Today,
why you doing the crime?
Today's gangsterism and yesterday's gangsterism was. It's two different worlds. It's two different entities.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Now today, if you're not doing nothing, if you're not talking about it, you ain't in it. You know what I'm saying?
If
you
ain't, or if you ain't doing it, or if you ain't showing it.
If you ain't showing it, you ain't.
A lot of cheerleaders out there.
Thank you.
Oh, definitely a lot of cheerleaders. A lot of them. Hey, but look, Gambler, speaking on that and speaking on the internet, do you think too? It has a lot to do with just, like you say, the structure overall has been lost because that happened before the internet got popping. It's been going on 15, 20 years now, just like the skinny jeans and all that. But what I'm saying, do you think the internet is a gift or a curse? Because a lot of this, like you say, it has to do with the internet too.
But see, now it's both to me, because it's all on how you utilize these tools to get to whatever your point or your next step in life is. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
A lot of people, they tend to use this social media thing frugally, or what I say. You know what
right.
I'm saying? They loose with
right.
it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, the average person, man, they not trying to show what their yesterdays was or not trying to prove nothing to nobody. The only person that you should be proving to is you and your higher power if you believe in it. You know what I'm saying? And wherever
right.
you stand on, that's what you should be proving to. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, if I'm exposing my hand, now you know how to treat me. You know how to move or how to, you know what I'm saying? Like, because I'm showing
right.
you too much. I'm giving you too much. I'm exposing too much of myself. You know what I'm saying? The less, I feel like, this generation, they don't understand the code of the less they know, the less they can show. You know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? So they don't know that. So it's like I gotta show the world that I'm this in order for them to see me as this. You know what
right.
I mean? Type of
but,
vibe.
But
back then,
but gambling,
you know, your reputation
was everything.
Was everything. You know what I'm
everything.
Saying?
Everything. The show.
Right.
Show, and that's before internet, that's before social media, that's before anything, pages, any of that. That your reputation was it, word of mouth was it, you know. But listen, let me play devil's advocate. Why do you think that is now with these youngsters, that divide and that gap where they lost the game out? Because right under these youngsters is our generation above them. So where do you hold the blame, or what's going on with that?
We failed them.
Right. Okay.
We failed.
Okay. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it.
Now you got to think about it. Half of our generation is dead or in jail.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So a lot of these youngsters, they grew up with no father. They grew up with no guidelines. They grew up with no moral compass. You know what I'm saying? So I'm on the radio interview, bro. You gotta go to the house. Yeah, my bad. Yeah, but basically. These youngsters, man, they just need they need structure, you know.
They really do.
Thing,
they really do.
What,
go ahead.
They really do. It, from L.A. all the way to the Bay, they need structure.
Yeah.
Everywhere
now,
you know,
this shit is out of control. We can look on any city now.
It is.
This shit is everywhere now. It's like a virus.
Mm-hmm. Real talk. So,
yeah, they don't have any
discipline
mentally. That's why. No discipline mentally.
They on them drugs. You know, it wasn't cool. Now they on them drugs, too, now. You know, we couldn't. That's another thing. That was not cool to do. I mean, you had little hump dudes doing their thing, but they was hiding it. You wasn't out in the open just doing drugs, bro.
Right, right. It was forbidden. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now it's like, back then, we was growing up, Lou, we respected the hustlers. We never respected the shooter.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The shooter was the runner.
Right.
You was the
right.
you was the gopher. You know what I'm saying? We respected
right.
the shiny cars. We respected the gold. We respected all that.
Right.
You know, basically, you know, coming up, you know, under that code, you know, shit, that's what structured me, man, was a hustler. You know what I mean? The only time, you know, we was moving on that point was just on defense. So it was never right. on offense or to prove that my hood is better than yours or none of that. You know, we all come from the same code, same structure, same creed, man. You know what I'm saying? It's called the struggle for a reason. You know what I'm saying? So as you're struggling, you're supposed to learn and adapt and grow through your struggle. You know what I'm saying? This right. game is not no forever. Ain't no forever in this game.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? This is
right.
an in-and-out situation.
That's a fact.
You know what I'm saying? You use, this situation to bounce and get to the next point of your life. You know what I'm saying? Whenever we had to glorify, you know what I'm saying, my yesterdays for me to be proven today.
That's a fact. That's a fact.
You know, I'm going to say it again. So if a youngster listening, what you should never have to glorify your yesterdays for you to be proven today. You know what I'm saying?
But you know what, dude? You know what, too, though? Gambler, I don't have to play devil's advocate. I think, too, though, until, because we all went through it, too, it seems like we could say all this all day, but youngsters, you know, they think they know everything. They think they're not going to get old, you know, whatever the case. So it's like you can't tell them nothing until they gotta learn it, sad to say. You know, the hard way or however it be.
Guess what I tell them, Lou? Guess what I tell them? I've lived to see your age. You got to live
right.
to see mine. You gotta
right.
live to get through. You gotta live to get here. This is wisdom right here. So when you
right.
say, "Oh, you old ass nigga," I love it when a youngster call me an old ass nigga because all you doing is calling me wise. You calling me wise,
right?
Man.
Right.
You acknowledging my season. You acknowledging my wisdom. You acknowledging my experiences and what I went through. You know what I'm saying? You gotta go through this. Good luck coming here. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Cause it's a long.
It's gonna
journey,
be a long ride.
Easy.
I'm about to say it's
a long
ride,
run.
Boy. It, you got a lot
built,
of ups and like a lot of.
Not built.
Hey, but
no,
look, exactly.
Hold on. She just said, say it again. They not.
I said
built
a lot of them are not. They're not built. You know, they don't have it. And that's what I was saying. Their mentality is just it's not disciplined. You know, when you have a disciplined mindset, you can go a long way. But when your mindset is not disciplined, you just a knucklehead. You just out there talking just to be talking.
Look, it's all a whole cycle too, because again, and no disrespect to the women or nothing, but most, because I ain't even gonna say the fathers, because we know that situation is a lot of the same. You know, the father isn't present, sadly, but a lot of these boys now being raised by the moms, and the moms of today ain't the moms of yesterday that I had, and of course that you had, Queen. Like, you know, it's way different too how they're being raised. You know, the moms now, they more like their friends, you know what I mean, instead of their mamas.
Oh,
they're not
yeah.
even getting raised. They're not even getting raised the same though, bro. Or Queen, you
they
know
right
what I mean?
Now.
Well, it's a lot.
And it's no more big mamas. You know what I'm
That's
saying?
That's what I'm
big
saying.
Mamas
the big mamas is 35.
Yeah.
The big mama 35. So she turning up too
and,
with
and
the kids.
And twerking, 35 and twerking.
Yeah, so that's what I mean. So it's different now.
She's doing it on
it's
the
different
ground.
Now. It's different now.
Yeah.
All the way around. It's
What'd
different.
You say, Gambler?
I said she's doing it for the gram too.
Yeah, grandma on the gram.
Right?
Shit is crazy. Did you see Blue Flace's yeah. mama on the gram today? I said, hold
what
on.
What she
man.
Said? Like, wow.
Oh, my God.
That's
I just could not believe
lady.
That. I didn't believe what I heard, man. I was like, okay, this is where it's at now.
Yeah.
Right, but look, never
that's
should a
crazy.
Woman, I'm going to say this. I don't want to say too much, but never should a woman compare the one she birthed to the one she's sleeping with. Them is two different
exactly.
comparisons.
Exactly. I just couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe I heard that.
So
I could not believe I heard that shit.
Shout out. Hey, look. Shout out to the boy, man. I don't want to say too much. You know what I'm saying? Because
right, right,
at the
right.
end of the day,
I got
you know
it.
I mean,
right.
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 So at the end of the day, man, but just in general, a woman should never compare the one she gave birth to the one that she to the one that she's sleeping with. Them is two different.
Right.
Them is two
Absolutely
different. Two different people. You know what I mean? That you comparison to. You know what I'm saying? Even though, hey, you grew up changing his diaper, you done taught him how to walk, you done taught him how to piss, or whatever the case may be. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if I can cuss on this show, but you know,
you can say what you want.
Them is two different people that you compare, and you should never compare the two. I would never compare my
daughter
to my
grown man now.
But that just showed me the breakdown.
Grown man now.
It's showing me like how he act. Like it can't be too. I don't. That's what I meant again. How people are being raised today. It's different, man. I you know I'm
yeah.
just leave it at that. I'm gonna leave it at that. Like
yeah,
you said,
thank God.
Man, all I'm gonna say, I believe that fame is a real disease, man.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
It truly is.
That's a fact. That's a fact. Hey, Gambler, one more thing on these youngsters and the division between, you know, like you said, we failed them and how now is, but how does one get back, because they still need help, and now even the ones coming up under them are even worse now, you know? So how do we get back to some type of bridge there with us and the youngsters or vice versa? Because now a lot of homies don't even want to deal with them. A lot of times you don't even want to deal with them, dude. You know, that's the attitude.
Your big homies didn't give up on you, though. Your big homies didn't give up on you. Rather, if you went to the pen and learned that game and got your wisdom from the big homies that made the mistakes or whatever, they didn't give up on you. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You got molded by them structures. So at the end of the day, as us in our generation, in our time, even though we tired, we don't want to deal with it, man. We fed up. They don't want to listen. At the end of the day, some of these youngsters respect money. So the real niggas with the money, you know what I'm saying, need to come to the forefront and stand on the lines. You know what I'm saying? You was on the front line when you was a youngster. Why not be on the front line to save a life? You was on the front line to take one.
Right.
So if you was on the front line to take one, why not be on the front line to save one?
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, man, you gonna, even when you go talk to a media youngster, it's going to be something about that youngster. You're going to see yourself within that youngster's struggle, within that youngster's hustle, within anything of that youngster, because you was once him.
Right.
So why not reach back down, you know what I'm saying, and reach down to your generation, men and women. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We got to step up to the plate.
Yeah,
you know
women.
What I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, you got to think about it, man. We living in a time where being a hard head or being a hot head is flashy now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's popular.
Yeah, you know, the cats like us, we square now. You know what I'm saying?
The players are square. Yeah, the
players
are square. Yeah, exactly. Players are square.
But at the end of the day, man, a player, man, is one of the most seasoned person that you can learn from, because that motherfucker had to listen to get where he was at. You know what I'm saying? I know a brother that's 48 years old and did more crimes in a little bit, but ain't never been convicted, never been confined, never been questioned, never been in a holding cell, in a questioning cell about nobody else's business, because that man learned how to mind his business and learned how to listen to become a business.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? To keep people up out of his business. You know what I'm saying? And them was the brothers that I respected. You know what I'm saying? Them was the brothers that I listened to. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, half of these youngsters, you know, when it comes to these youngsters, we got to take action, you know what I'm saying, and just communicating. Communication is always key. Communication is key within a work environment. It's key within a relationship, a marriage, and it should always be key when you're in your neighborhood.
Right. That's a fact. We got the Gambler y'all up in here. I see the phone lines lit up. Anybody want to speak on it, talk, say anything, you know, you got input. 914-803-4001. Press 1 to speak. We'll bring you in. Queen Jean is here, too. I guess we'll go to a break right quick, Queen.
Okay, cool. Let's go.
We'll be right back.
You are now tuned in to the G Lou Show with Miss Queen Jean and G Lou. Make sure y'all stay tapped in. Let's go.
Hey, I be thinking I know enough, but it's just overconfidence from rolling and smoking tough. You gotta know what it was to know what's up. Now I'm sipping gas about my cup, so that's how I'm gonna come. It's 650 in this bitch, really trying to get rich. They say don't do illegal shit if yo ass finna snitch. No matter you blooded crib, bro, that's just what it is. Smoking loud, steady ducking them pigs. It's Matty O up in this bitch, always about a grip. But I stay low key, that's really just how I live. Never have it weighed out when you rolling the whip. In case you get pulled over, they ain't telling you shit. Never missing with these slaps, I'm a shooter. Written's like a Ruger, always on a pedal, steady with them maneuvers. Give a damn like it's Hoover, tell it suck it up. Uncle told me be cool, so it's my bad for fucking up. Coming out the shadows of the street, bringing heat. Only God can judge me, till then I'm playing for keeps. It's a whole nother thing when different areas link. Keep the vibe up, but always doing me. And shit, we finna bring it back to the OGs. Really peep game, I done learned from what they told me. You ain't seen us come up, don't be talking like you know me. Brody, chill back and kick game with some OGs.
Lead by example, play your cards right. Only God can judge me when it's on sight. Gotta move cautious in this game of life. My right hand turned snake and he paid the price. Penitentiary chances just to pay the rent. If you ain't making dollars, you ain't making sense. I'm a West Coast villain, no Clark Kent. An enemy to the public behind limo tent. I'm taking risk every second, I'm playing for keeps. Keep your grass cut low in the company you keep. Everybody at your friends, no love in the streets. I put it all on the line, kids gotta eat. You a vegan little nigga, I'm loving the beef. F and E into your cheek if you ever blink. Real gangsters moving stylish, we ain't gotta speak. High octane on my hip when I bring
coming out the shadows of the street, bringing heat. Only God can judge me till then, I'm playing for keeps. It's a whole nother thing when different areas link. Keep the vibe up, but always doing me. And shit, we finna bring it back to the OGs. Really peep game, I done learned from what they told me. You ain't seen us come up, don't be talking like you know me. Brody, chill back and kick game with some OGs.
Old nigga, King Kong, cold nigga, all a gang nigga, five-star go-getter. Smoking Zaza out of Zimmer's pack, cold bag. L7's in the trunk, all you hear is a slap. Mr. Ad Capuno got $1 million mouth. Dub sacks out the pee, bought a condo out in South Beach. Old gang, dope gang, cold. Remember the white had the candy green caddy on them gold things. My Uncle Peter Holland had the triple gold Mercedes. Shout out to them old niggas that been falling since the 80s. It really ain't a game, it's just called that. You supposed to get your mate off and just fall back. Y'all niggas ain't bosses, y'all just making up for losses. Scared to do it, being putting real niggas in cross. Who raised you? Captain Host, favor gang, goofy ass niggas never had no pain.
Coming out the shadows of the street, bringing heat. Only God can judge me till then, I'm playing for keeps. It's a whole nother thing when different areas link. Keep the vibe up, but always doing me. And shit, we finna bring it back to the OGs. Really peep game, I done learned from what they told me. You ain't seen us come up, don't be talking like you know me. Brody, chill back and kick game with some OGs.
CMG from the Conscious Daughters, and it's Westside Wednesday on the G Lou Show, baby. You know we on a funky up edition. Let's go.
All right, check this out. I want to show some love to the youngsters like we was talking about right quick, man. I want to do this track right here. This is a premiere right here. My homeboy sent this to me. This is Son right here, my boy Snow. Everyone knows Snow, the Don, Westside Car Club. This is Son right here, man, on the track. So I want to show some love to his son right quick on Westside Wednesdays. Bro, me, bro, do your thing.
Do your thing, do your thing, bro. Do your thing, do your thing, bro. Do your thing, do your thing, bro. When you get them bank rolls and that money gon' flow.
We leave a thuggin' on that main line. Me and my niggas got it in when it's crunch time. For the family, hang a nigga like it's hang time. Get tapped and disconnected like a phone line. Like Cisco, at the top I'm gon' shine. And still go to war with any nigga for mine. Learn to be solo when you do that crime. Cause to the police, these niggas gon' co-sign. Hey, I'm still posted up late night. Two different designers on this dumb site. Long as got to heal it, then a nigga alright. Already had the flu, baby, you can't get a light. Just me and two bitches and they turned dyke. Fuck them both real good, now they wanna fight. Ain't no chink in my armor, I'm the Black Knight. Get a W at the W like a website. But I took an L, girl, one shit nice. Had to bounce right back, had to roll the dice. You wanna be the boss, then you already know the price. Stepping in, lose, that's the bottom blood of Christ. Hey, I might pull up where your block at. And really pop that, niggas say this and that. But ain't bout shit, yeah, I'm with your main bitch. Been finna drop dick, quarterback, pressure, little nigga. Finna get blitz, Ray Lewis to a nigga. Get his dick, always on the front lines. Like a fade bitch, I was on them state lines. Tryna make a flip, yeah, you made the headlines. Cause you beat the bitch, hey. I'm in go mode, yeah, they sneak this, but they really don't know, bro. How you pillow talking, you still ain't got no hoes. Acting like you real, but you still wearing fake hoes. Still turning down face, you a straight hoe. They ain't had nothing on you, and you still told. Like the money in my pocket, bitch, I won't fold forever. A real nigga, I put that on my fucking soul.
Do your thing, do your thing.
and that money don't flow. Hey, do your thing, do your thing, bro. Do your thing, do your thing, bro. Do your thing, do your thing, bro. With them bank bros, get that money roll. Hey, do your thing, do your thing, bro. Do it, do your thing, do your thing, bro. Do it.
This your girl Candace. You're listening to the G Lou Show, West Side Wednesday on Blog Talk Radio. G Lou, take me to the West Side.
Westside Wednesday radio show. G Lou Queen Gene with our special guest, the Gambler. Hey, Gambler, tell us about that name, man. How did that name even come about, the Gambler, homie?
Oh, man. Well, you know, it's a 50-50 chance in everybody's life, man. You know, everybody ain't destined. So, you know what I'm saying? That name came from my Uncle Earl. You know what I'm saying? Okay. When I grew up, he used to call me Chippy Blue because I used to always wear Chuck Taylors. You know what I'm saying? For some reason, that was my favorite shoe. You know what I'm saying? And my favorite shoe was the blue Chucks. So
that's right.
So, you know, youngster, I was always shooting dice. He always called me shooting dice. You know what I'm saying? And every time he catch me shooting dice, that's the gambler. You know what I mean? And he basically put the meaning behind the name. So I really got that name from my Uncle Earl, man. Real sharp dude, man. Real groom gentleman, man. You know what I mean? That gave me my moral compass, man. You know what I mean? The part of the structure behind that name. You know, it's a 50-50, man, chance in life. You know, when you walk outside, you're not destined. So, you know what I'm saying? Always stand in your faith and know that you're going to win. You know what I'm saying? Versus guessing and, you know, questioning it.
Right. That's what's up, man. I wanted that info on that name. That's dope right there, and that's deep. Tell me this, brother. Coming from Oakland, and we kind of spoke about it earlier, but it's so much rich. That's just rich soil over there, and it's so many different paths, but it's all game-related, right? So what would you say influenced you the most coming up as a youngster? I know as you get older, you get it all, you know, and you're wiser. But coming up as a youngster, what influenced you the most coming out of Oakland? Was it like the game, the dope game, getting the money? Of course, you was a hustler, but, you know, you had the kind of the pimp thing. Then you kind of had the black power thing. I mean, you kind of had it all wrapped up. What would you say kind of influenced you the most coming up?
Man, really, I'm going to say everything that you just said across the board. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You know, because, you know, I got each of them, you know, but a handful of them in my family, you know what I'm saying, from the hustlers to the militants, you know what I'm saying. My mother was a Black Panther, you know what I'm saying.
Okay.
So, you know, I come from that militant cloth, you know what I mean. So, you know, my main influence, man, what influenced me, man, really was just gang and money, you know what I'm saying, in Oakland, you know what I'm saying, because you got to be a listener in order to be a collector. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And you got to be a listener in order to observe information.
Right. Uh-oh, I think we lost him, Queen. I don't know.
That's what it sounds like.
We lost him. Yeah, I guess he'll probably check right back in, I'm sure. Before we continue, Queen, I know we skipped over the announcements because, you know, did you have anything you wanted to put out there, Queen, midweek?
excuse me. No, I actually didn't prepare anything other than the normal stuff that I, you know, normally say, but I don't have it open right now. But I did want to say
fine.
That
I just didn't know if there's anything special. Go ahead.
Yeah. You, what our guest, the gambler, you can really tell that he's cut from an old school cloth, you know.
Right.
Right. Especially with his mother being a Black Panther, you can just tell he's like I told him, very wise, a lot of knowledge. And like I said, when you step to him, you just got to come correct, just period. You got to be able to hold that conversation with him, excuse me, on all levels.
Right.
So, yeah, great information.
I agree. Solid homie right there. Solid dude.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, very solid
dude.
And genuine with it as well, you know, very genuine. So that's real cool. Out of the Bay.
Yeah, shout out to the Bay. Shout out to the Bay. You know, like you said, we've been able to connect with a lot of brothers from the Bay, you know, over the years through this platform and just getting to hear the different stories, you know, and it's always just love, you know, at the end of the day, you know. But like I said, coming from that Bay, especially Oakland, is just so much rich history there, you know what I mean? So salute to the Bay Area, man, and Oakland. And, you know, we got Snowfall on tonight. When this is over, I'm gonna go watch that. But and you know, that kind of tells that story as well, because a lot of the early part took part in Oakland, but they were showing. So, you know, shout out to just, I know we're in March now, but, you know, just the Black excellence out there, you know what I mean? And a shout out to the women again, because it is not only Women's History Month, but it's International Women's Day today. So shout out to the ladies, all the beautiful women out there, all colors, all shapes, all sizes, all whatever you are. If you're a woman today, salute to you.
You're just beautiful. And let me just say this, because when you said, you know, this is March, was you speaking because it's not Black History Month? Is that why you said that?
Because I was about to say something, but it's not. I was saying we're in March now. Yeah, so I was saying Black History Month is over, but I still wanted to show love to the Black excellence. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but absolutely. So you show love to the Black excellence every day, every month, because we don't have an end to our history. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, you know, I see where you're coming from, but Black history is every day. I have a T-shirt that says, Black history is all year round. It's just a never-ending tour. It's and have the month crossed out because,
right.
Yeah, we are, you know, it's who we are. But listen, Tweed Cadillac, who's on the show tomorrow? Do you guys have a guest or you guys just freestyling?
Yeah, I don't think it's a guest that I know of. He can maybe correct me if he wants to call in. But I don't think it's a guest, but just tune in because – either way, you're gonna get some. You already know how Tweed does. If it ain't a guess, he gonna throw down. You know what I mean? But hold on, let me check in with the big homie. I got the bat signal. Let me go to the phone lines. Caller, hello.
What's up, man? It's Benson Hedges calling in.
Benson Hedges, hold on. Is it Benson Hedges
is it
light
green or gold?
Benson Hedges ultra menthol light?
My name is Benson Hedges, and I come in various flavors.
Okay. Listen, hey, you know, I know about them because check this out. My mom and my stepmom used to smoke them, but both different ones.
I smoked them too. I remember going plenty of times
to the store for them.
Ooh-wee.
With a note. With a note.
With a note.
Too. Yep, I remember them days.
Wow.
Yeah. Hey, you guys, check this out while we're talking about cigarettes. Someone asked me today, to price the cartons of cigarettes down here, and they're calling me from California, and I was like, okay.
Yeah.
And so when I priced them, I was like, I'd be damn, $89 for a carton of Newports and $84 for a carton of Kools. I mean, are you guys still smoking cigarettes with paying that amount?
But look,
they are. They are.
I'm trying.
She told me she was getting them because she sells them. You know,
Queen. My mom sent my brother a carton. I was like, wow. So yeah,
because they banned all cigarettes in California, but I finally
it's
all cigarettes in California at all.
Yeah,
they selling single cigarettes $5 in Oakland. But peep though,
crazy.
I got a friend in Fontana that knows a guy from the smoke shop, and the bootleg underground is $240 for a carton of Newports and $160 for some Kools. That's $16 a pack. So, yes, everybody
is crazy.
Out the people in other states.
It's a big hustle.
It's a very big hustle.
That's the hustle right now. That's like the
bootleg. As many as you got, you can sell them all in one whop.
Yeah. Like I said, my mom and my brother carton. I was like, wow.
Hey,
yeah.
Maybe I need to make an investment and call all Cali people. Y'all need some cartons here.
I'm telling you.
I got
them.
Hey, you laughing and joking, but I'm going to send you the 84 in the morning or whatever because you should be a carton out here. I am dead serious.
It's for real. It's for real. No, it is serious, Queen.
Yeah.
It's serious.
I know because when she hit me up, I was like, wait a minute, what? When, you know, and I got the text, and I was like, what? And then she called me and told me what was happening, and I was like, wow. Because I said, that's crazy. Would you just quit smoking for that amount? And
they ain't going to stop smoking. That's not going to happen.
No.
So is this money to be made?
Yeah, we was just talking about it today.
Money.
Today, man. And, it's really some money to be made. And the funny part about it, all you got to do is go to, like, a little – festival, because like in Oakland on Sundays they have like the vendors and the barbecue and the bands, and man, you got a backpack full of Newports, you're gonna sell every last one
of them.
Wow.
Like it was like crack back in the day on TV. You got the sack with the Newport
basically, but you got to keep it under low. You can't just be advertising it, because then you don't want the jackers to come and jack you for all the Newports. You got to be discreet with it.
That's crazy. Hey, that's crazy. People getting jacked for Newport. That's
hell
crazy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, man.
So now I understand this post I seen on Facebook when one of my followers said, I used to be the Newport lady. And I was like, okay. I wasn't going to say, well, what are you talking about, Newport News? What, you know, Newport News is in Virginia, but what do you mean, the Newport lady? I knew she was talking about cigarettes, but now I know what she's talking about. Wow.
We used to have the underground late night beer spot at the apartment in Compton, where we could get $2 for a 16-ounce can of Old English. And I had a trash can, one of them big old plastic trash cans full of ice. All day, and
wow.
Then as soon as the stores closed, everybody in the apartment building would come, and we selling cans for like $2, man. I was paying my rent selling ounce cans to Old English.
Wow.
That's dope. All I
that good old O-E. That good old gold.
That O-E.
And they know that it was sometimes super cold because it had been in a trash can all day, filled with ice.
Hey, you know what? And you know what? That's when them oldies was the best. When they was ice cold, I was just like, whoa, you can't. Hey, ice cold? Ooh-wee.
Yep, and the stores was closed so that they couldn't get them nowhere else. So they coming to me. And, it was going down.
Wow.
But anyway, man, where the gambler at? Still there?
Oh, I don't know. We lost him, man. I don't know what happened to the homie. We lost him. Maybe his phone died or something because he unexpectedly checked out. Hopefully he'll call back. But Tweed, Benson Hedges, what's going on tomorrow on the homie Tweed show tomorrow, man?
Just after Six Crews Mix. I had a guest, but he postponed for the following week. So It's just going to be after Six Crews Mix tomorrow night. Spectacular Lowrider oldies, R&B, and all in between.
That they find
there you go, ladies and gents. That's what's happening on the Tweed Cadillac After Six Cruise show tomorrow. You can dial the studio line at 347-855-8436. Press 1 to speak to Mr. Melody. NG Lou will be there as the co-host.
Indeed.
Check them out tomorrow night, 7 o'clock p.m.
Yeah,
East Coast and 10 o'clock p.m. West Coast.
Yeah, yeah.
Best thing going on Thursday night.
Yeah, yeah.
Man, they got a SWAT barricade and around the corner from the county hospital in L.A. live on Fox 11. We just sit here. Three police officers shot. They got the house surrounded. They rolling in the robot with the camera. It's going down.
Uh-oh.
Which county hospital?
The L.A. County General, the big one. The big one downtown L.A. The OG hospital.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
It's in the patio.
It's in the patio. Shout out to the homie Snow out there. What up, Snow? Yeah. Okay. Shout out to the homie Snow. But go ahead, Tweet.
Man, I'm just waiting for some more music, man. Man, watching the barricade. But it's going down, man. They got the whole neighborhood surrounded. Three police officers shot. It's going down. Big barricade.
Wow.
He ain't don't look like he finna come out.
Yeah.
Like
you said,
right.
It's going down.
Well, it is going.
We'll check back in. 10 o'clock, 8 o'clock, and 8:30 news, whatever. We'll be right back. It's the G Lou Show's West Side Wednesdays. Queen Jean, the homie Benson and Hedges, and we'll be back.
What's up, Wiz? You got the Bay Area boss in the building. Philly Cell, bang. County, Blair, man, out here networking with my nigga G. Lou. West Side Wednesdays, man. West Coast Wednesdays. We in the building, man. Fuck with it. Keep it locked right here, man. Bay's in the area.
It's King MC. Thanks for tuning in to the G Lou Show on West Side Wednesdays, hosted by G Lou, our sponsor BTP Media and 93 Tweed FM-ism.
Much respect.
Your musical evolution has ended. We control the sound. It's time you all got down. We bring you Electrophonic. Fong, 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 fong.
At the Funk Hotel. Let's go. Rest in peace, Mike. G-Lou. Back in the land of the funk with Digital West. Yeah, yeah. Well, goddamn, homie, here we go again. Back up in your trunk with that pure G-Funk. I'm with the homie D-West, getting digital. Finna get physical. OG status means original. I'm in a whole nother league like a major. I was getting money back when homies had pagers. Do your boy solid like a favor for a favor. Only thing I ask you, return it, don't switch up on me later. This'll be strictly made for me like it's tailored. I'm the soul of the streets and the brick city savior. Call me a sailor cause I'm floating on a boat. On my marathon, running laps on my last stroke. Call me the Pope, cause I bless homies. I've been doing this for years, like a stress homie. All by my lonely in this land of funk. I can drink a whole fifth and still not get drunk. Call it what you want, I'ma call it like it is. I ain't got a bunch of friends or a whole lot of kids. All I got is hustle, grind ambitions and a pen. 20 albums, 4 tapes, a Cadillac and a Benz. On the 110, blowing smoke out my chest. On the speakerphone, talking to my homie D-West. We stay fresh from the profits of the sales. On our new studio, called the Funk Hotel. This ain't nothing but the funk in a clean all green 363 with 6 pumps. Pumps in the bumps like it's hammer time. I'm in the streets knee deep trying to handle mine. Got my mind on my money in the bank. Just closed on a deal that can get me back straight. Wait, they say the game don't wait. So I'm back up in the mix, finna drop a new tape. Bounce, rock, skate like I'm back hitting switches. I'm the soul of the streets, you can't tell me no different. I get offended when they acting like women. Men get jealous and get all up in their feelings. Friends on the phone, phone start politicking. It was all good last week, now they tripping. I'm with the homie D-West in the kitchen. Cooking up funk, got it smelling like chitlins. So you know that's hella funky. Homies in the front going up, drinking Brass Monkey. Throwing up the hood, hella chunky. Brick City G's, RIP to my homie Big Smokey. And free the homies on the yard, the homie Tweety got 10 in the feds that hit the hood hard. Shout out to the homie Bogart, Big Shadow. Just came home, now he back in the battle. Feel, gotta keep it real, no lies. Cause most men die from another man's lies. All we got is time, but even time won't tell if we fail. Chilling at the Funk Hotel.
So yes, call my number 213-518-6184, hashtag DJ Galvatron. I had those free tickets waiting for you guys. So listen, y'all need to be bumping this in y'all 6-4s, 6 trays, G-bodies, cutlasses, and regals. And this old streets, It's shaking like a fat California earthquake. We rocking the coast right now. It's setting these streets on fire worse than the California forest fire. You know what I'm saying? And listen, this is DJ Galvatron. Much love to all y'all supporting the G-Lu and the G-Lu family. And I'm out of here.
Well, they doing it at the G-Lu Show Westside Radio with a sprinkler that tweets Cadillac. By the way of the pot cheered by Gina. Gangsta Gangsta got the motherfucking church house, and then Flossy got us up in this Bentley. So this is the G-Lu Show Westside Radio, the 27th letter of the alphabet, which comes to the number 9 when you add it up, the Hidden University of America. Where they doing it at?
Hey, what's cracking, G-Lu? Hey, man. These motherfuckers over here on the other side are tripping, talking about they got some junk in the trunk. Let's go over here and make a house call. You with it? Grab that drink. I'm going to roll one up, and we're going to take a trip to the other side and make that house call.
Yeah, yeah. Back with some shit. They got the bump. Yeah. Okay. Back with some shit, they got the bump. 2020 vision, revelations, we back with the funk. Fresh up out of prison, niggas fishing for niggas to bump. So we take our rage and frustrations and bring it to Trump. Pistol grip pump in my lap at all time. Niggas fuck with other niggas shit, but they don't fuck with mine. Back up on the grind, 2021. But I don't need no nine, I use my nine as my fucking gun. One, two, to the three and the four. G-Lu back up in this bitch, and I'm hitting the switch on the four. Knocking at your door, here to bring you the bad news. It's rent time, homie, guess what in your past due? Somebody told me cash rules everything around me, but this year of 2020 got my vision looking cloudy. 5,000 and I'm out of here somewhere far out. The service on my phone, baby, so you can't call out. Get a mic check and go to spitting these bars out. On something like a reputable, got all of my scars out. 21 is the vision, G-Lu, I'm back in position to put this shit right back to where it needs to be sitting. Sitting on some suspension, hit the switch and I'm dipping. My homie Snow in the front, he got the yak and he sipped. They call me G-Lu Pops and I'm a OG brick boy. 89 original, I been with the shit, boy. Dr. Dre in the tape deck, G-Lu about to break left and hit these niggas with some shit that'll fuck up their day. Yes, too blessed to be stressed, I ain't taking no L's now. Steady reaching for the top while these devils is hellbound. Fishing through the streets trying to see what I can see. Read the scriptures on my arm, said Psalms 23. Took a second to agree, then I kept on smashing. Never catch a brother like me slipping in traffic. Give a shout out to the bricks, all the homies, what's happening? East side, west side, north side, smash. My little homies still active in all of their factions. When not Modesto, the San Gabriel Valley. Now we're going killer Cali, cause shit stay moving. Shout out to the gangsters, the neighbors, and groovers. SAs and Asians, even non-affiliates. You can get your ass whooped even for some little shit. Yeah, politics, politicians all the same. From the pen to the street, all the politics the same. It's never one person that's bigger than the gang, homie, even if you claim you were mad before you bang. And these are just some words to the wise from the G. Revelations, homie, chapter 1, verse 3. That's right, that's right, that's right, that's right. Don't stop. Nah, don't stop. G-Lu, Revelation. Eastside BC. On me, on G-O-D. The Most High. We high, and we dipping. Shout out to my boy Snow Grizzle. Canejo. Mac Malone, what it do?
Hey, what's cracking, G-Lu? Hey, man, these motherfuckers on the other side, man, think they got some heat in their trunk. Hey, cuz, you down the road? Shit, let's get it then, man. These batteries are charged. I got the drink. Roll one up. Let's jump to the other side, man, and go make a motherfucking house call on these motherfuckers. Zoot, zoot on that ass.
Thought I told you that the shit don't stop. Thought I told you how the fuck gon' pop. A city turned up and the wheels gon' hop. Like my money's with a bitch on top. When my partner, so we splittin' the pot. We are here. Mad question asking, blunt passing, music blasting, thug passion. Simple mission just to get in and get out of cash in. Need to sign a baby, yeah, slide. On the side, ministry lights on the come up, keep it faith in my game. They hit it, they ain't gone tomorrow, only solid remain. I'm here to see if y'all are ready about whatever, just another day of work. Uh-huh. Another day of work. seeing sugar free, down with us. Oceanside to Southeast, down with us. Lil Robin, baby bash, down with us. LA to the bank, down with us. Thought I showed you that my name hold weight. I thought I told you that the game don't wait. The underdog had me scraping the plate. They hate it when you do whatever they can't. The expiration got them checking the day. They give a fuck what you done. Got my Mac and Craig in the bag. Believe me, sweetie, I'm still that player where you see me. Cortez 3 chains, Versace spray gleaming. Queen size bedside, Versace stay dreaming. The more I smoke, the smaller the Philly gets. The more I know, the taller my ceiling gets. We all been broke, we ballin', we never rest. Always speeding cause I'm in a rush to get to the worm. You know consistency is still that, tell me when will you learn. Deserve whatever's on my plate, I know the table gon' turn. A hungry player from the old, you get whatever you earn. Another day at work. Just another day at work. Show you how the shit gon' pan. I'm on the sand, watch your light skin tan. You gotta pull up with a purse in hand. Who set position that I hold unplanned. The type of ism that you can't withstand. I gotta risk it all. Another day of overtime, put a shot on the streets. I gotta preach about the hustle when they ask me to speak. You talking down about a player, must be off of the tweet. But I'm always good for a challenge. I'm doing everything at once, I'm always good with my balance. And if no baby stick around, then she gon' show me her talents. I can't affiliate with her cause I would never allow it. I'm going inside. On the side. Nothing easy about a dollar, it's a full-time grind. If I don't see a profit in it, gotta leave it behind. I wanna see the mustard grace, you wanna see the just recline. Another day at work. Just another day at work.
West Side Wednesdays with my partner D. Lou, Red and Blue, keeping it true, Black Fist in the air, this is my partner right here. Y'all turn in, tune in to him every Wednesday for whatever he got going on, special guests, good music, unreleased music, or previously released music, G. Lou, West Side Wednesday. Yes, sir.
Female bodyguards player, I'm a star. Tipsy, homie, me when I bust. When I'm in a booth, I prefer y'all hush. Cause I'm 800, 8 ball bread. 211 more liquor straight to the head.
Rolling, smoking, talking, choking, floating, we stay smoking. Tipping, sipping, riding, west side, east side, we stay lit.
Get high, motherfucker. Get high, motherfucker.
We stay lit. Rolling, smoking, talking, choking, floating, we stay smoking.
I'm hot in the low loud, and I ain't never coming down. Blowing on the stanky loud, floating in the kush cloud. In the party for the hotties, trying to bang loose. Do it how the ruckus do, full cup of sham juice. Making moves like a boss born and bred. Took a couple bone rips, vodka shots to the head. Stay smoking like a furnace when I'm burning. If it ain't a backwood or a Dutchie, I don't want it. Living fast, but my split burns slow. Airtight stuff full of dro, just how I like it.
Like
a puff pass, took it all by myself. Got that good, good Medi, but it ain't for my health.
Hell no.
I'm a Buddha lover, got a bag, smoke something. If the gritty don't hit you, the liquor gon' get you.
So
a dub for my niggas in the bay, don't pop, eat pills, still fizzin' like a Mac.
We stay lit, rollin', smoking, talking, choking, floating, we stay smoking. Tipping, sipping, riding, west side, east side, we stay lit. We stay lit, rolling, smoking, talking, choking, floating, we stay smoking.
It's your boy, man, D-Lo, man, live and direct, man, right here, man, from South Central Los Angeles, man, a.k.a. Eastside Watts, man, and I'm right here, I'm with my boy G-Lu, man, on G-Lu Show, man, much love, homie, keep it popping, man, keep it lifting, what? Man, keep on, keep killing them.
I'm back at the G-Lu Show, Westside Wednesdays. I'm with Queen Jean. Queen Jean, what's going on?
Well, we want to tell the people not to forget to check out your catalog, the G-Lu music catalog. Is streaming on all digital platforms with the latest one of Soul of the Streets, Volume 3. Check that out. Just don't sleep on G-Lu, amazing artist. And also... I just wanted to ask you, what did you think about what happened up in Mexico?
Oh, with the kidnapping thing, right? Yeah, that was like, wow. I mean, me personally, I've been saying this. I don't know if just people have been hearing me, but I would not be trying to go to Mexico, you know, at all. Like, I don't even, like, I mean, I know it has its parts where people go, like, to the safe parts and all that, but it seems like these people just went right over the border right there, and they said the reason they were going, I don't know, but that's just dangerous. And but besides all that bullshit, that was a terrible thing what happened. You know what I mean? It's just, you know, sad. You know, I don't even know what to say, man. But just people be safe. I mean, just I don't know. You know what I mean? I don't know. I don't even know what to say. It's just a sad situation, and rest in peace to the two, or I know they said some two died and two came back. I don't know the situation, but I know whoever the survivors were probably had to witness everything, and it's just a sad situation. So prayers up to that family.
Yeah, it's a very sad situation, and they're from South Carolina, actually. That's where they're from. And I've been saying for the last few years that I'm not traveling anywhere that requires a passport.
Yeah.
Don't judge me.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, I just feel safer.
I feel the same way. I'm cool. I'm good. Like, I ain't even tripping. You know what I mean? Because you can't trust
it.
You don't know once you get over there that someone else is, you on someone else's soil now. You know, so you don't have no control over really anything. You just there hoping everything is good. You know what I mean? And sometimes it's not, you know, but so like, I'm like you, Queen, I'm cool, you know, I'm good.
Yeah, when we went to Germany, that was, everything was foreign to me and my children. My children were babies, and I was a young mother. I was young too, but we went over there, and it was like, it was very foreign. You have to be careful. And we was in Germany, so you know what they say about Germany. So yeah, and that's when I had a passport. And after that, I was like, and seeing other things, I would not go anywhere that requires a passport. You know what I'm saying? Listen to that, a passport. You got to get a passport to go to another country. You know, to go and I mean, like you said, it's probably some good parts of it, but I don't want no parts of it. Good, bad, and different. I just rather not go. I wouldn't take that chance. But it is very sad what happened to those four people there. So yeah, prayers going to their families, and everybody just be safe when you're traveling and choose wisely. You know, don't you go to another country and you want to get turned up they're watching
exactly.
You
exactly, because it seems like, not, I don't know the situation, but it, like you said, they're from South Carolina. They just happen to be, okay, we're going to go over here to Mexico across the border because they probably heard some whatever. But like you said, if they didn't know really, you know what I mean, what they were doing or what was, you know, what was going on, especially now. Because, you know, back in the day, you could go to Mexico, go to Tijuana, TJ or whatever. But, you know, these days it's not safe. And then especially if you don't even know what's really going on, let's just go over here. That's what it kind of sounds like. Right. They were just victims of just being, you know, just not knowing, probably.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of different stories out there. The first one is that the girl was going over to get a second surgery for BBL, that she had gotten one over there before, and she was going back for a second.
Yeah, I didn't know the surgery, but I heard it was something medical or something. Yeah, they were trying to go do something. I did hear that.
Mm-hmm. And then, you know, it's a lot of speculations on why, but the bottom line is they're gone, you know.
Yeah, it don't matter. It don't even matter what it was.
Yeah, absolutely. And because knowing what it was is not going to bring back the two that's gone. It's just sad. You got to be real careful. That's why when, you know, people like, where are you going? You know, when I say I'm leaving, I'm going where I'm familiar, familiar with me, which is California. You know, that's
right,
my vacationing. You know,
right. That's where I be going. I be doing the same shit. Like, I ain't, that's the only place I'm good. You know what I mean? And they say that's dangerous, but I'm good there. You know what I mean? I'm good anywhere else. I don't want to go to New York. I don't want to do none of that shit. I can go anywhere I want.
Absolutely.
I'm good. You know what I mean?
And that part right there, we can go wherever we want. We can travel and go wherever we want. But, I'll just rather travel home. You know, that's my vacation. You know,
I heard. Okay, I got a text saying that they went for medical procedures. They were mistaken for Haitian smugglers. One girl wasn't let in because she didn't have her paperwork. Oh,
yeah.
So
like
I
said,
it's a lot of different. I don't know the stories
around there.
Yeah,
it's a lot of different stories. There's so many different things going on that's being said, the reason why, because I heard that same thing that you just received, but it's so many. So we don't know the truth of it all, but the bottom line is they're gone.
I'm tripping on how the other two were killed, but the other ones were left alive and brought back. I'm trying to see how that happened, and I'm sure, like you said, now they have a story or a testimony, you know, I'm curious that happened.
They were kidnapped, put into a little storage room or house, and they had a little 24-year-old guarding them, and that's how he got arrested, because he was there to guard them to make sure that they didn't get away. But the reasoning why they were there, it's a lot of speculations, a lot of stories going around. Every time I hear something, it's something new. Oh, they was part of they was going over to get drugs. Why would she just take three guys?
Who was instrumental, or how did they make it happen where they were released and brought back like that? How did that happen?
I think it was the U.S. and the Mexico authorities working together and made sure that they got back. They had the ambulance meet them at the across the border, and that's who transported them to the Texas hospital. So yeah, it's a lot of a lot of speculations. A lot of stories are being told. So The only ones that know the truth are the ones that was there and the survivors.
Right.
You know, much prayers have to go up, prayers going up, because it's crazy. Like I said, you're going to hear something new every day. You know, every day is going to be something new, just like with Shaquille Robinson, and they still haven't solved her case.
The girl that went over there,
they said they're ready to make an arrest, but the U.S. is dragging it along. So, you know,
no
arrest has been made. Nope. And it's been
none of her friends, none of the people that were there with her?
None of those associates, those people. Nobody's been arrested. The Mexican authorities said they have a suspect to arrest, but they're waiting for the U.S. to make a move, to help them out to make the move. So, yeah, it's been 4 months. Absolutely.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's just better to, for me, it's better just to go to Cali, you know.
Yeah, that's the only.
I'm
good, too. I don't want to go nowhere else. I feel the same way. What else is going on? Okay, also we have, I haven't heard from Marcy, but we got Friday coming up. And then I want to speak on this Saturday. I'm going to do a special podcast because I know we haven't done a podcast in a while. And I'm going to do a special thing. Marcy's going to be on there with me. We're going to be talking about the 50 years of hip hop and the 50 MC thing that's been a lot of talk. And, you know, I wanted to do it, but I could really only, it was no, the way I want to do it, I know it's hard to debate Queen. I know you don't know, you know. So I thought maybe Tweed, and then I know it'd be hard to make it happen. So Marcy's going to join me. We're going to do a podcast. I know we haven't done a podcast in many months, right? But we're going to bring it back and do that Saturday, talking about the Billboard Top 50 MCs and the controversy that's been surrounding it. So we're going to just talk some hip hop for this podcast Saturday. So we'll let you know more about that after Friday. But tell them what's going on Friday, Queen, with you and Cousin Marcy.
Well, we'll be on Friday, and we're going to be the artist that we're going to be showcasing is George Clinton. So everybody tune in for that.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's going to get funky.
We're going to get funkadelic with it, you know.
Wow.
And might play a little Bootsy as well, but yeah, that's what we're gonna do. George Clinton on Friday, so tune in with us. West Coast 7:00 p.m. and the East Coast 10:00 p.m. and you know same time, same phone number, and just check us out. Come and vibe with us. So that's what's happening on Friday. George Clinton, we're gonna go up.
People. George Clinton.
The mothership is
going to connect. Nasty dog.
Right.
Doggy dog.
All of that.
Hey, you know,
right
I got to meet, I got a story. Well, I got a few stories about George Clinton that I got to kick it with him and met him. But it's a lot with the story. But overall, just got to kick it with him and meet him. And real cool guy. This was about in the late 99, 2000. Somewhere up in there, but I was dealing with a guy that did music. He was a bass player named Mike. He was known for the funk. This is before even the George Clinton thing. I knew him, and actually used to do a little bit of music with him. But I did some other things with him. But he connected me with George Clinton one time at his studio. I was in Florida for a minute, and I was dealing with this guy, and he had a studio over there. George Clinton did so. Got to meet him and everything. Got a couple good stories, man. Some are kind of wild, but shout out to George Clinton. It was an honor, you know, just to even share that moment with him. I just want to share that since you're speaking on George Clinton.
Yeah, George Clinton is a legend in the industry, and he was on the Champs, I believe it was. And I learned a lot
more
about him.
Drink Champs.
And it's like he was really trying to give them brothers some knowledge, but one of them just seemed to just want to drink.
And you know
what I'm saying? Just being, being real stupid. I wanted to say, man, can you just, really catch this wisdom his brother is throwing at you? He's teaching you something right here, and you laughing at some of the stuff and drinking. You're not even paying attention. And George at one time just stopped and looked at him like, dude. You know, so, but that's it was a good interview. And we did have George Clinton's son on our Blog Talk Radio show.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, we had Trey on here, so.
Yeah. Shout out to Trey. He's doing big things. I still follow him and see what he's doing. He's doing big things, too. So, shout out to Trazy. How did he say it? It was Trazy. Trazy.
It was, Trazy, yeah.
Shout out to him. And shout out to your other nephew or cousin. I see him doing his thing now. He's like a little bodybuilder, the little homie.
Oh,
your little nephew.
Junior. Yeah. 7'7" Bless.
Bless. 7'7" Bless. Yeah. Doing his thing, man. So shout out to him, too.
Yeah. Praise. All praise to the Most High for that. He looks totally different. He looks healthier because he did, as he shared on the show, went through a health battle, health scare. And yeah, he looks great. So he's on a different journey now. You know, it's just how the Most High take you through these different phases of life. You know, the Most High prepared him, got him strong mentally and emotionally where he can move on to do something different. And this is where he's getting into the – he's going to be a bodybuilder. Now he's doing that.
Yeah. Yep. So he looked like a little bodybuilder. Yeah. I said, look at his ass. He doing his thing.
Yeah, his dad was like that. I don't know if you've seen the video he put up where he was in the garage lifting weights. Well, that's his dad. His dad was always big like that, just big, solid dude, because they all look like they're Samoans, but they're not, you know.
Right.
And that's what people mistake them for, but they're like big, solid dudes. But, yeah, 7'7" Bless. Check him out. He's on Instagram. He has products that he's selling, the products that he used, so... I was just saying today, if I can get that, what you got, I'll buy some.
Yeah, God bless, man. Proud of you, brother.
Yeah.
Yep. Shout out to, he does. Shout out to the young brother, man. Shout out to the homie, the gambler, who checked in with us tonight. Great episode. He called back in for a minute, then we lost him again, so I don't know what happened. But shout out to you, brother. Thank you for tapping in. Shout out to my bro, Snow. I played that song by his son, right? That's his son right there, Romero. I wish I had more information to give you, but I just wanted to play that song for Snow because he sent it to me, and his son is doing music now, so I want to show respect and love to his son. So I wish I had more info to give you, but that was Snow's son. So shout out to him for doing his thing. Like Queen Jean said, Friday we'll be back for Flashback Fridays. They're going to show love to George Clinton and the Land of Funk. I can't wait for that. That's going to be dope.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be dope.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Sundays, we got OG Sundays. We back at it. It don't stop. G, Lou, Queen Jean, Hankster, Gangster, Cousin Marcy. Go ahead, Queen.
Oh, yeah, and just shout out to anyone who's celebrating a birthday today, anniversary, any celebration. As I always say, salute to you, celebrate you, celebrate y'all. And also, let's pray for the homeless now because it's really cold outside and the weather conditions are terrible everywhere. So we're praying for the homeless that's out there and the sick and the shut-in as well. And take this with you. Just remember this, that every day is a second chance. It's a second chance to get it right. So, you know, all praise to the Most High for every day that you get that second chance. Don't take it for granted. Make it happen. Do something that's going to be fruitful for you in your life, and then that way you can manifest it to others where they can become fruitful as well. And that's my spiel for the end of the show. So peace and love to everyone, and Ashe.
Therefore, Ashe. Much love and respect, everyone. Peace and love. Have a great rest of your week. And we'll be back on Friday night. Check out Tweet Cadillac tomorrow, too. We'll be back Friday, but Flashback Friday is Queen Jean, Cousin Marcy, the G-Loop Show, West Side Wednesday, radio show, The Gambler. And we are out. Peace and love, y'all. Shout out to BTP Media. Yay, yay.
Absolutely.